You promote your healing by your thinking. You promote your healing by your thinking. All of us think all of the time. We have thoughts going through our mind, thoughts going through our consciousness, thoughts that we are dwelling upon all of the time. And because we have thoughts that we're dwelling upon all the time, these thoughts manifest themselves in our world. They take place in our world. They are part of who we are. Now, what kind of thinking do you want to have? What kind of healing do you want to have? Do you want to have wholeness, perfection? Do you want to have right action, truth, and goodness about yourself? What kind do you want? It's up to you. No matter what you do, your body is going to be a reflection of what you're thinking about. And if you're thinking about happy thoughts and wholeness thoughts and goodness thoughts, you're going to have happy and wholeness and goodness activities in your mind, in your body, and in your affairs. However, if you allow yourself to think upon thoughts of lack, the thoughts of illness, thoughts of imperfection in your body, that's what you'll have. Now, if you want to wake up in the morning and say, oh, I don't feel so good, I think I'll roll over and get another 40 winks, well, that's what you do. And your body feels, okay, I just don't feel like getting going. I don't feel like being active and being wonderful and positive and being joyful and being fulfilled. I just don't feel like it. I'm going to go back and get another 40 winks. Well, what happens to you when you get another 40 winks? You used to get another 20 winks, and then you would go to 40 winks. Then now you're 40 winks, and you're going to go 80 winks. You just keep compounding that, because whatever you think about, whatever you imagine in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, that's what you experience. And there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. If you're going to think thoughts of limitation about yourself, you're going to have limitation in your body. If you're going to think thoughts of wholeness, of healing, of wellness, of purity, of goodness, that's what you're going to have. It's up to you to make that decision for yourself. Do you want to make that decision for yourself? Do you want to live your life in such a way that you are living as a beautiful, whole, perfect being? If you want to live that, then it's important that you have your thinking based upon whatever it is you choose to have be experienced in your life. If you go to the circus and you look for unhappiness, and you look for frightening things, you look for happy things, or whatever things you're looking for, that's what you're going to find. Children go to a circus and they look at the circus at all the wonderful, strange, and beautiful things that they haven't seen every day in their life. They might see it on television, they might see it in movies, but they don't see it every day in their life. And because they don't see it every day in their life, they don't really know that it's something that can happen. But if a child is going belligerently to a circus, he'll find that the circus is no fun at all. He'll find that the circus doesn't lead him into anything that is happy.